Praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, praise Him. Let's lift up our hands and our voices. Let's worship Him with all of our heart. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I always like coming to Rehoboth. New life. This is not old church. Amen. This is not old going through religion and religiosity. This is new life. Amen. Amen. God has given us new life. I was once lost. I was a sinner. Amen. I'm still a sinner saved by the grace of God. Amen. But I know one thing. When I repented of my sins and made that turnaround that the pastor talked about today, and when I went down in the name of Jesus Christ in baptism, and God filled me with the Holy Ghost, it made all the difference in the world in my life. And anybody say amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my, 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 my. You know that song? When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all He has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Hallelujah. You got a microphone there?
When I think
of the goodness of Jesus and all He has done. Has God done anything for you? Has the Lord done anything for you? With all your heart, with all your mind. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all He has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Hallelujah. I like what I feel up here. Amen. God bless you all. Love you guys. Always excited to be asked by your pastor to come and be a part of your anniversary service. Amen. 37 years as a church, 7 years. Where has the time gone? Amen. I am 66 years of age. And I've asked a lot of people, where has the time gone? Amen. I can remember when they put a sign out in my front yard that said, Lordy, Lordy, John is 40. Ain't that nifty? We thought he was 50. But those days have long gone. So what I know is I don't have as far to go as what I've come. So you know what? It's meaning more and more to me about this thing called heaven. Anybody want to go to a place called heaven? Amen. I'm telling you, the other H word is not where you want to go. Amen. And I thank God for Rehoboth. I thank God for what the Brownies and all of you are doing here in Milwaukee, in this area of Milwaukee. God bless you. I love your pastor's teaching. He always tells me, he says, you know, Brother Putnam, you don't have to come so early. I said, yes, I do. I want to hear you teach. Amen. And he did an awesome job today. Praise God. If you're not coming to the Sunday school hour, you're missing out on some good stuff. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I came with another message. Matter of fact, yesterday I had about 5 messages. And I didn't think you could stand to listen to all 5 of them. Then I got it down to 1. And then our dear sister Joanne completely gave a testimony today that completely confirmed what I should preach. Amen. Praise God. So if you've got your Bibles today, I'd like for you to turn to Luke chapter 8 and also Luke chapter 18. Amen. I certainly concur with your pastor today that if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, if you have not been baptized in Jesus' name, if you have never repented of your sins, today could be the day of eternity for you. Amen. Making that eternal start. I remember when Sister Putnam and I were invited to a prayer meeting where we both received the Holy Ghost. Now, we were both college students. You got to understand, folks, our big goal in life was to become school teachers and become beach bums. That is the truth. We were going to move to Florida after we got our teacher's certificate, get a job down in Florida, and just kind of live on the beach. We were just going to groove, you know, the whole rest of our life. Now, I know I don't have a beach body now. But, you know, some people are on diet reductions. I'm on diet addition. And I am doing really, really well. But we got invited to a prayer meeting. Now, it was only going to be on a Saturday night. Now, where in the world do college kids that don't know God go to a prayer meeting on a Saturday night? And when my wife said, or she was my girlfriend back then, but I said, how'd you like to go to a prayer meeting tomorrow night? And when she said yes, she almost had to pull me up off the floor. But we went. We got there at 7 o'clock, and we were there for 7 hours. And I thought eternity had begun. But I will never regret going on January the 16th, 1971, to that prayer meeting, because God filled us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost in that meeting. Praise God. And as you can tell, we are not living in Florida, and we are not beach bums. Amen. Matter of fact, I would have never dreamed what was ahead. And that's for all of us here. Please listen to me. I don't know what your aspirations are in life, but I'm telling you, if you'll put your hand in the hand of the Creator, you can never tell where God may lead you. What I'm about to preach to you today, 2 weeks ago, I preached in Singapore. Amen. That's 11,000 miles away from here. But you know what? God has opened up so many doors. Why? Because we've got such a great job to do in reaching our world. Amen. Can you say amen? Let's get to the word. Luke chapter 8, verse 22. Now it came to pass on a certain day. Everybody say a certain day. Today's a certain day. Today is an anniversary day. It's a certain day that he, Jesus, went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. Isn't that what he said? Let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. Now here comes the part in life that we don't like so well. Verse 23 says, But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him, awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. Everybody said ceased. And there was a calm. Now here's the challenging verse for us today. Luke chapter 18 and verse 8. Jesus said, Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Well, I know that the Lord wants me to preach this, and this is the message. Don't panic. Did you hear me? Don't panic. There is a reason. We got a lot of stuff going on in this world. A lot of things that would trying to get our attention. Things that would cause us great turmoil mentally, emotionally, and physically. You know what I'm talking about. But I'm telling us, Church of the Living God, don't panic. I said, don't panic. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't panic. Turn to your other neighbor and say, don't panic. Turn to the people behind you and say, don't panic. Don't panic. Don't panic. There is a reason. Lift up your hands and your voices. Father, we certainly thank you and give you all glory and honor and praise. We thank you that you are a God of miracles. You have all power, and I pray, God, your Holy Ghost would just be set loose right now in this house, God, in every heart and every life, and that, Lord Jesus, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart right now be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer, and I give you all glory and all honor and all praise in the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and everybody said in Jesus' name. Everybody said in Jesus' name. Everybody said in Jesus' name. Oh, clap your hands and shout with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. You know, the Gospel of John in the New Testament begins with a very powerful verse of Scripture. Matter of fact, it is so powerful that it literally grasps the reader. Because just as it's just like the very first verse of the entire Bible. The Genesis 1:1 account says, in the beginning, God. We're not leaving it in, he's not leaving it to any speculation that we have been in evolution. No, I'm telling you, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the account of the Gospel of John reads, in the beginning was the Word. Everybody say the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things, everybody say all things. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now, these two inaugural verses of both the Old Testament and the Gospel of John are stating the exact same thing. In the beginning, God. And God is the Word. That's why when this is preached, it is powerful. I can't explain to what all is happening out there, but I know that the Bible, the Word of God, can grab the heart. It can grab your attention. Amen. He is the creator of all things. Matter of fact, John goes on and writes in verse 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. As an eyewitness, the apostle was stating, and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Aren't you glad our God is full of grace and truth? Amen. Brothers and sisters, I don't care what man may teach in science today. But man could and never will become God. Do you hear me? Man never could and never will become God. But the eternal, the almighty God did become a man. Amen. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians 4 and 5. He said, "For we do not preach ourselves." I'm not getting up here today to preach John Putnam. Your pastor doesn't get up here every weekend and preach, amen, Michael Browney. No, we preach Christ Jesus the Lord and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad for the understanding today? Anybody in this house know who Jesus is? I know that he's not the second reserved of a Trinity. I know that he's the mighty God. Amen. The Word made flesh. He is the beginning and he's the ending. He's the Alpha, the Omega. He is everything in between. You believe that? But it goes on to say, but we have this treasure. Everybody say treasure. Wouldn't everybody in here like to have a treasure? But we have this treasure. What is the treasure? It's the understanding of knowing who he is. We have that, Sister Brownie, inside of us. Amen. Wherever we go, like Pastor was teaching today, wherever we go, wherever we are, amen. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He is with us. Amen. Paul, writing about the deity of Christ to the church in Colossae, wrote, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created, here we go again, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things, everybody say all things, were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. I'm here this morning to emphatically state, or this afternoon, to state once again for all of us to hear one more time that Jesus Christ is the Almighty God. Amen. Amen. He is the everlasting Father. He is the wonderful counselor. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Word made flesh. And because he is God, God manifested in the flesh, he cannot lie. God cannot lie. The Old Testament book of Numbers states this in Numbers 23 and 19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? And in the New Testament, it confirms this in Hebrews 6 and 18. In the New Living Translation, it says, so God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible, everybody say impossible, for God to lie. It's impossible for God to lie. Now, I've said all of that, church. I have brought you that biblical knowledge and understanding that most of you already had. That God's word is true and his promises are sure. And when the Lord's disciples went on board that ship, resting on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, when they went on board at his bidding and he went on board with them, and when Jesus stated to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. I ask you, not a trick question, what were the chances of that ship getting to the other side? 25%? How much? 100%. Why? Because God in flesh said it would take place. Let us go over to the other side. Amen? You got it, the premise here? God can't lie. So when he said, let's go to the other side, I'm telling you, when the Logos, the Word of God, Jesus Christ stated that they were going to the other side, amen, it was a done deal. Amen. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. Now Jesus was flesh just like you and I. He was the God-man. He hungered. He was tired. And he went to the back of the ship to sleep. And all of a sudden, this wind and this storm comes down on the lake. And all of a sudden, there is water coming into the ship. And when that storm of wind hit, and the waves became treacherous, and as the water began to come into that ship, the disciples amazingly went into full panic mode. And they screamed like little babies. Now, I know we don't do that. Hello. We're going to perish. Wake up, Jesus. Don't you care? We're all going to die. We're going to drown. Well, I'm here today to bring to you God's message that when the storms of life come against every one of us full force, don't panic. There is a reason. You see, I would remind each and every one of us here today that Jesus has also reached out to every one of us with an incredible opportunity that is simply out of this world. The moment that you and I received the Lord's forgiveness, when we repented of our sins, and when those sins were washed away in his precious name of Jesus Christ, amen, and we were remitted of those sins through baptism, and when we received that gift of the Holy Ghost, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory, then the Lord placed you and I in a vessel which is called the church. And I want you to understand, church, Jesus is intending that his church is going to go to the other side. Amen. We're going to the other side. How do I know that? Because he already said it. He already said that, amen, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the last trump, the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. My friend, that isn't a fairy tale. That is reality. When the trumpet blows, oh, clap your hands unto the Lord. You know, we just might as well admit it, though, that every one of us has faced some pretty rough storms along our journey. These storms have come against our faith, as well as this old gospel ship of Zion. But as the songwriter penned many years ago, the anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. Church, that anchor is and always will be the Word of God. Well, how do I know that? Because Jesus himself said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never, everybody say never, pass away. Brothers and sisters, don't panic. Don't panic when you're going through the storms of life. You see, our emphasis should always be on the going through. Hello? Now, can I just give you Putnam's? I mean, I don't see this in the Word of God, but can I just give you Putnam's interpretation of this? Here they are on this boat, and Jesus is asleep. Anybody in here ever go to school? Huh? Anybody remember the days called test days? Weren't those fun days? Huh? No, they weren't. Do you remember when you took those test days? Do you remember the teacher doing a whole lot of talking when you were taking the test? The teacher just remained absolutely quiet. And Jesus went to sleep while the disciples are now going to go through a test. Just like any other teacher would. And here comes the storm. Jesus already said, we're going to the other side. And when the storm hit, they're going bananas. They're standing right over him. Wake up! Now, this is my interpretation. What's wrong, guys? Their eyes are all this big. What's wrong? We're going to perish. We're going to drown. We're going to be killed. Now, before Jesus ever went to the bow of that ship and rebuked the wind and the waves, he turned to his own disciples and he rebuked them because he said, where is your faith? Church, I know that church is a really great thing to come to, and it is, and we find great peace here. We hear the Word of God all the time, but I'm telling you, these sermons are not just to itch your ears and to please you. They're to get down into your heart so that when you're going through the storm, amen, you can bring back from the well, amen, of the Word of God, and you can stand on the Word. Amen. Where is your faith? If your faith is in our government, God help you. If your faith is even in your job, God help you. If your faith is in anything else but Jesus Christ, God help you. Because your faith has got to be in His unchanging Word. Amen. I guarantee you, if Sister Putnam and I would not, amen, have come to the Lord, God knew what He was doing. Amen. This lady didn't even really kind of love me. She was just kind of hanging on. Amen. She did not, she's shaking her head, yes. Amen. I it's taken me almost 50 years to convince her, but praise God. And she had already said yes. But in her heart, she didn't think she had the love that she needed. I'm telling you, folks, if you think your, amen, future rests upon just a relationship, amen, you got, I feel sorry for you. Because you need to have the relationship. And that is between Jesus Christ and yourself. Amen. Because no man can take that away. Amen. No man's going to walk out on you. Jesus is going to stay with you. Amen. His bride is going to go all the way. Even when you lose your job and it looks horrible. But can I tell you, don't panic. There is a reason. There's a reason. Now, folks, this may be hard for you to believe because usually when we read this story, amen, in Luke chapter 8, this is where we stop and we think the story is over. Because now Jesus goes to the front of the ship and he says, "Peace, be still." And all of a sudden, the wind stopped. Amen. The waves stopped. And now these disciples are more afraid than they were with the storm. They're going, it's a Polaroid moment. They're thinking, and the word records, what kind of man is this that he can rebuke the wind and the waves? Well, why did they ever wake him up if they thought he couldn't? But folks, you and I are like that too. We stand in the church house, I pray, Pastor, that we pray for da 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 da. And when it happens, amen, we go, you know what? I can't believe God answered my prayer. Now, you know I'm telling you the truth. But the bottom line is that when you trust Him, He's going to react on your behalf. Amen, on your behalf. And He's going to help you go all the way. Don't forget, church, we're not just going halfway. We're going to the other side where the streets are gold and the gates are pearl. Oh, somebody clap your hands. Somebody stand to your feet and thank God for His glory and His majesty. Hallelujah. Now, for all of you who thought that I was done, I disappoint you, but have a seat. See, a lot of people stop right there. But church, this whole scenario was never about the apostles. It was never about the disciples. It was about what He said it was about. Let us go to the other side. The other side was what this was all about. So what are you talking about, Pastor? Well, if you read on in the 8th chapter of Luke, it says, when they reached the other side, here came a demoniac from Gadara. Amen. A man that was filled with all kinds of spirits, up to 2,000. Matter of fact, he didn't wear any clothes. Amen. He was as strong as an ox. Amen. Because of the devils that empowered him. But I'm telling you, it was this day when he wasn't going to encounter a power that was greater, amen, than that which inhabited him. And bless God, if the disciples would have got their way, they would have convinced Jesus or demanded that Jesus turn around and go back to where they started. Now, I know that doesn't sound like any of you. But church, it wasn't about them. It was all about what was waiting on the other side. There was a reason on the other side that they couldn't see. In church, when you and I go through our problems and we go through our difficulties and we go through those things that seem to be so devastating to us, can I tell you, church, would you just hang in there? Would you quit panicking and thinking? You know what they were accusing him of? They were accusing him of that he didn't care about them. Are you kidding me? Amen. He knew what he was about to do. He knew that he was going to go to Calvary's cross for them. He handpicked these people. And I'm telling you, church, you're handpicked too. It wasn't that you just chose Jesus. I'm telling you that Jesus chose you and filled you and thrilled you and given you an opportunity to go to the other side. They were accusing him, Brother Frederick, of he didn't care about them. Are you kidding? Now, don't you dare raise your hand if you've ever said that to God. God, don't you care about me? God, don't you see what I'm going through? Hey, folks, I know that life is tough. I know that there's times when we go through trials and tests that we don't understand and we wish that it could be different. But if you'll just hang in there, if you'll just hang in there. Now, some of you weren't here for Sunday school today, but if you'll just hang in there, there might be a repossessor on the other side, amen, that needs to hear, amen, and needs to experience, amen, and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. But see, church, can I preach to you now? When we get so caught up in ourselves, and we just think it's our little world that's falling apart. Amen. I'm telling you, God's world is not falling apart. His word is forever settled. But what you may be going through may lead you, amen, to the other side, to a whole people that God wants you to witness to. Say, well, I don't understand why I had to get sick and go to the hospital. Well, maybe there's a nurse. Maybe there's a doctor. Maybe there's an orderly in that hospital. Well, I don't understand. Well, on my job, amen, why my boss is on my case. Well, maybe you're supposed to pray for your boss. Maybe indeed you don't know what they're going through, but I'm telling you that God knows what they're going through, and God cares about them just about as much as He cares about us. He loves us, and He loves us enough to deliver us. You know why Jesus didn't have to react to them? That's why Jesus turned to him and said, where's your faith? Didn't I tell you? Let's go to the other side. And now they're there. And folks, for that demoniac of Gadara, not only did he get delivered, but it says he went back and testified to his family, to his city, and that whole region was affected by his testimony. If we'd have left it up to the disciples, they'd have been right back there at the shores of Capernaum. And that man would have been lost. Stand with me, church. Don't panic. Oh, that's so much easier to say. But the next time that you're facing a trial, you're facing situation, I understand you're newlyweds. God bless you all. Next time that you're having some problems, Sister Joanne, thank you for that testimony this morning. And I'm sure that it wasn't even easy for you to deliver that testimony in the fact that you were admitting that you had to have a car repossessed. Go on ahead, singers. But you know what? You were going to the other side. And what I so appreciated about her testimony, she said, the Lord had told her, don't get upset. Just keep on praising. Just keep on praising. Every head bowed and every eye closed here. Every eye closed, every head bowed. So how long are you planning on staying in the church? How long are you planning on staying? Another year? Another 6 months? Or is there somebody in here that's planning on going the long haul? Regardless, none of us in here know what we may be facing. Today, tomorrow, next week, next month. But one thing I do know, that if you have the born again experience, that He is with you. And His word has said, let's go to the other side. And you are going to make it, my friend. You're going to make it. You see, one time Paul was on a vessel, and they were trying to think of every way during the storm to get out of the boat because they thought it was going to sink. And they, some of them even, Brother Brownie, some of them even went to get to the little boat, you know, and put it out there in the water, and they were going to get out and escape. And Paul said, except you stay in the ship, you'll perish. You got to stay in the ship. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to stay in the ship. Because we're going to the other side. Don't panic, church. There is a reason why you're going through with every head bowed and every eye closed. I'm asking you, if you're going through something right now, if you got some habit that you just can't get rid of, if you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, can I tell you right now, would you indeed, amen, slip out of that pew? If you just need to draw closer to God right now, would you just slip out of that pew and don't feel bad about it? Just slip out of that pew. I don't care who we are. Amen. And lift up our hands to God. Amen. Come on, church. Lift up your hands to the Lord. He hears our prayer. He answers our prayer. He helps us. That's why the church keeps on going and it keeps on growing. Amen. Because your pastor is here for the long haul. And when Jesus comes back, will he find faith on the earth? I certainly pray that right here in Milwaukee, that there's a church called Rehoboth New Life Center. Amen. Praise God that indeed Jesus, you can count on me. If you're one of those that say you can count on me, Jesus, I want you to come down to the altar today. Amen. If you're one that's saying, Jesus, you can count on me, I want you to get out of that pew. Come on. Come on, everybody. Everybody, I want you to come down here. I want you to lift up your hands. Amen to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, brothers. Come on, sisters. Come on, family. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Go on, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you lift up your hands? Would you lift up your voices? Hallelujah, Jesus.